In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona's schools and classrooms. This week, we'll hear from retiring Arizona Board of Regents member Fred Boyce and Rick Myers, who will be joining as Fred's replacement. The Board of Regents' purpose is to oversee Arizona's three universities, and that means they have a vested interest in keeping our state's kids interested in school from the very beginning.
I know I was reviewing some data the other day on our K-12 system, and we can all argue about what the dropout rate is, whether it's 20% or whether it's 30%, but just even setting that aside, out of all the students that do graduate from our Arizona high schools, slightly less than half of them have even taken the coursework that qualifies them to attend one of our Arizona universities.
It's really stunning when you take 100 ninth graders and only two-thirds of those graduate from high school. And then, as you point out, less than half of those that graduate from high school go on and get a college education. And this is a lot of mindset of where your aspiration is. And to me, this comes from the teachers at the lower levels to take and get students excited about learning, excited about what's around them and what's there and what they can do about it and how they can have an impact. Turning that light on a student is very exciting. In order to do that, we've got to have really good teachers, professors, and administrators. We've got to pay them well enough that just climate alone will not bring them here. So it's a challenge to get through this time of very short resource and still come out of the other end of that with a student body of whatever age that's moving ahead that's competitive in this world market.
I'll be honest, I really didn't realize that right now, if you look at adults in Arizona, we have the lowest education level in the country. And the goals that you put in place that by the year 2020, we're at least moving up to the national average in the education of our adults, I think is critically important. If we're going to have an economy with high-paying jobs, we need to have people who have the education level to be able to do those jobs.
I just want to go back to when the state was founded in 1912, and those persons living out here in the desert with the snakes and the lizards and the cowboys and what have you said that in the Constitution of our state that they wanted education to be as close to free as possible. But we have to take and incentivize teachers, professors, administrators at all levels to make education a priority, that in this age and time, this is what will make Arizona an attractive place. We used to live off climate, but that day has come and gone. Yes, our climate's still great, but if we are to sustain ourselves as a state, we have to have an educated population that businesses will want to come to.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's not all about money. But when you're towards the bottom of the list in the amount of money that you have available for education, that certainly does matter. And I think we need to stop looking at education as a cost in the budget and look at it as what it really is, which is an investment in our people. And if we're going to have the kind of competitive state and the competitive people that we want for the future and people having the quality of life that they deserve, we have to invest in ourselves. And that's what investing in education does.
Oh, you're just so right, because it's totally pragmatic. If you consider that an expense, I wonder what you consider an investment to be. How could education be anything other than an investment in our children, in our future, and all that inures to the benefit of this state, if not our nation?
We'll hear more of Fred Boyce and Rick Myers' conversation next week as they discuss ways to create a sustainable funding structure for Arizona education. Teachers' Voices was produced by Matt Felix for Arizona Spotlight.